We're now joined by Kevin Garnett.
What have you learned from that rookie year to now? What's this, your 17th, 18th year?
I'm doing 18th.
18th year in the NBA. What have you learned in them 18 years about Kevin Garnett?
The things that you've taught me, man, to instill that work ethic, man, is something that has carried me to this point, to always be humble, to understand that, you know, this is not given, this is earned, to always, you know, have that appetite, to never accept defeat. Some of the things that I had instilled in me, but never voiced the things that, you know, you used to really drill into me. You know, you got to come in here where you don't want to be. Professionalism is not something where you want to, you know, it's a way of life. It's the way you carry yourself. You don't get to pick and choose when you want to, when you want to be. Those things to this day carry me to that, man. You know, I do my routine every day. Whether I don't feel like it, I'm tired, I'm hurting, sore, whatever, I come in here and I do it every day. And I know that this opportunity that I have, millions would kill for it. So I embrace it. I embrace it. And I try to be, you know, obviously the example to these young guys. I try to, you know, help them with their own personal games and, you know, obviously helping them being young men and understand the business of this league and understanding going forward what it is to be a leader. And that's all, man. I can't force things down people's throats. I can't force things on people. I'm not that type of individual. Just making sure that, you know, my stuff and me, when it comes to playing, is up to par. Continuing to play hard, giving everything I have, and that's it. Because when I'm done, I'm done. It's not coming back and, you know, doing this again. You know, I'm giving everything right now. And it feels good.
Obviously, I told you at the outset, a big Celtic fan, and now we're starting to hear all these rumors regarding your future. How important is it to you to remain here with the organization?
Well, you know, Danny and GMs or our organizations are going to do what's best for the team. He told us that day one. So now I'll never put you guys above the team. You know, I'll never put you guys, you know, the team comes first and that's fine. You know, that's how we're going to lay the foundation and understand it. And cool, I got that. So I've never got it misconstrued that I couldn't be traded or I couldn't be removed or any other pieces of this team couldn't be rearranged. I got that. My preference is always to finish out with Doc and the Celtics, Paul. That's what's most important to me. But if that was to change, then I would have to obviously adjust and make those, you know, proper adjustments to it. But right now, man, I bleed green. I've been telling everybody that. You know, Sam, now the journalism is now they just, you know, you sit back in your apartment, you don't have nothing to do. You just make up a story. And
yeah, it's something to talk about.
Well, you just blog it, you know. Yeah. And then you say the source said when there really was no source. And you're just really pulling the story out of your ass and just, you know, starting things